Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Rose joins us now from the NFL Network, called all the Browns games on the Browns preseason television network. Chris, welcome.
What's happening, man?
Hello, hello. But it does mean that maybe Imani Marshall is on the practice squad.
Yes, I hope so.
Did anyone else, the minute Jeff was rattling all of that off, I was really waiting for him to end it with, he enjoys long walks on the beach. He was once voted the treasurer of his Rotary Club. All of that kind of stuff on the end.
Cute. Love it. That's sweet.
That's Dan.
The way you were rattling it, I was waiting for him to be enjoys playing video games with his friends at night.
I don't know about you, Chris. I personally like some information with my sports, and you do that beautifully on all of your NFL Network stuff after the games. I was just trying to add some information there for our loyal, diehard Browns fans. And Medigan decides to be a smartass.
I get it. I'm in. I'm going to let you two deal with whatever you guys have to do.
I'm in here with that toilet talk.
All right. So
gutter talk. Locker room language.
Let's break down a number of things. We never saw Kenny Pickett on a football field here. And there was a lot of thinking that he was the favorite to be the starter coming into camp. And then he gets traded for the 5th-round pick, basically, that they gave up to get him. What'd you think?
Well, there are a lot of people who are saying, well, what a misplay by the Browns. All he did was take reps away from a young player. Okay, let's... You just talked about facts and wanting to give people information. I'm going to give you information, okay? And then people can do whatever they want with it. When did we trade for Kenny Pickett?
Before the draft.
The middle of March, okay? At that point, how many healthy quarterbacks were on the Cleveland Browns roster?
It'd be zero.
That is correct. Then, a month later, they signed Joe Flacco.
Correct.
Then, after that, they draft two quarterbacks, which I don't know if people are familiar with how the draft works, but you don't know going in who you're going to get unless you have the number one pick in the draft. Because they're the only team that knows who they can get, because nobody else gets to pick ahead of them. So every team that makes a selection, and particularly in the 3rd and 5th rounds when we drafted quarterbacks, you don't know that the guys you might want are going to be there, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now when we piece all the dates together, now we can put a quarterback room. So for us to have said that all Kenny Pickett did would take reps away from young quarterbacks, that just means either you don't care about the facts, or you don't understand the timeline. So could they have, after drafting two quarterbacks, cut Kenny Pickett or tried to trade? Well, I mean, you weren't going to trade him because there was going to be zero value there. So now you have to bring him in. And they, I do believe that they felt like he could have won this job.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe that if, you know, if he doesn't get hurt, I think July 26th, then he has a chance to win the job. So it just didn't play out perfectly, but right, it ends up being a wash. So I'm not one of these revisionist history people. It's just stupid. It might be great for content and clicks, but it's just so asinine, in my opinion, that I don't even give it the time of day.
I was hoping to see him. And the reason why we're looking for a quarterback, I thought, well, let's see what this guy can do. But I understand you don't want to convolute the position with four different guys and then have two picks for next year and everything else. So
now what I would say is this, I will listen to the argument, like, why did you go get Kenny Pickett? Why did you think he could maybe turn into the next Sam Darnold or Geno Smith? I'll have that discussion with you. That's perfectly fine. But I'm not going to get on the Browns for trying to protect themselves prior to the draft with a guy who they felt could win the quarterback job. I'm not going to do that.
Agree completely. I am with you all the way when it comes to all revisionist history in most ways to look at it. The question that I have still remains, though, would you see them possibly bringing in another veteran quarterback to be on the practice squad, or maybe another, some kind of developmental, or do you think the three guys that are there are developmental enough?
No, I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind it. It would all depend on who that quarterback is. Like, you want to make sure that they're a good sounding board for young guys. I mean, Joe Flacco has kind of laid out there what his role is. His role is to help this team win ball games. It's not to necessarily mentor these guys. He's been very upfront about that, and there's nothing wrong with him taking that stance. It doesn't mean that when Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders have questions and they come to Joe Flacco, he's going to be like, piss off, boys. I'm not here to answer your questions. That's not what he's doing. But he also isn't there to entirely help them with every, because he's got a job to do. So, yeah, would it be great if a Tyler Huntley would come back in some capacity? Sure. It'd be great. Yes. Yes. Because that was one of the questions I asked both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, Stefanski in our production meeting, and then Andrew Berry on the broadcast, was, you've got parallel tracks running here. You're trying to win a game every week with however long Joe Flacco's your starting quarterback while trying to develop two drafted rookie quarterbacks, which happens very rarely in this league. How do you go about doing it? And one way is certainly to have a peer that can help them on the field.
Chris Rose joining us. You and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Thomas had a terrific conversation with Andrew Berry in that last game, and headlines everywhere where he said, we view four quarterbacks as an opportunity here. And we all understand if you get the offer, you can't refuse. You know, you make a deal. Is a fifth-round pick an offer you can't refuse? Or do you think they just decided this is better overall for the football team?
Well, I think that things change, right? I thought Dillon Gabriel played very well, especially last Saturday. Agreed. I mean, when I watched him, I saw an NFL quarterback. I don't know how good an NFL quarterback I saw, but I saw one that can operate an offense the way that he looked off defenders, went through progressions, ran a 2-minute drill. I get it. I understand he was going against a bunch of guys who were getting cut. I understand that. But I'm just telling you what I saw and how he operated an offense. Would I feel great if he entered the game if Joe Flacco got hurt week one against the Bengals and went in? No, I wouldn't feel great. But I feel like we could run an offense. And I think the minute that happened, then they were willing to go get that fifth round pick back. And those are the sort of picks that are interesting because it could end up being a Puka Nacua who was drafted in the fifth round, or for us, hopefully year two of Jamari Thrash, or it could end up being a pick that allows you to move up a half a round in rounds three or four that you've got your eyes on a guy that could, in your opinion, be a real difference maker. So those are important picks. Let's not just throw it away and say, oh, because it's not a one or a two or a three, that doesn't mean anything.
Chris Rose joining us on the Fan Hotline. Chris, would you look to reinforce the wide receiver position at all?
I don't believe so. I don't. It certainly wouldn't be my top priority. Cornerback would be my top priority. And I know one of the guys we picked up off of waivers. And by the way, Dan, Jeff's got ample information on him. If you need it.
By God, I will.
All right. Good. I'm already excited.
It's about information.
I hope I could get his golf handicap.
Yeah. Well, not listed on the sheet that the waiver claim went out on. That's still a room that I think needs help, is cornerback. I'm okay with the way linebacker has played out. I thought Easton Mascarenhas Arnold was really good in the preseason. I'm okay with him being a fifth linebacker. The problem comes if one of those guys gets dinged up, then where do you go? How quickly can Winston Reed come back? So in order of position groups I'm most worried about, it goes corner, then linebacker. No, corner, running back until Judkins comes in, then linebacker, and then, you know, wide receiver, probably. I guess that's where I go.
Okay. Chris Rose is joining us. I'm going to talk Guardians for a second. As poorly as they have hit the baseball, and as difficult as it might be, they're still not out of this thing, Chris. And here we are at the end of August.
No, it's over.
You think it's over?
It's over. Yeah, I do.
No chance?
I watch a lot of baseball, obviously. It's what I part of what I have to do for a living. So I watch a lot of these other teams play. They're not nearly as good as the next three teams that are not leading the division. They're just not close. And here's what I have to say is that a couple things. We did a really poor job in the off season of overestimating guys on our roster that we felt like could take the next step offensively. It's been a really poor showing by most of those guys. And if this organization is serious about wanting to compete all year long and not just try and catch lightning in a bottle with certain guys, which happened offensively at times last year, then they're going to have to do a better job evaluating the players they have right now and go spend a little bit more money. Doesn't mean that you have to go spend $765 million on Juan Soto. We know that's not a possibility. But there are other good players in this sport that can upgrade your offense. Because right now, this is just not a good enough team. It's not good enough offensively. The other thing I would say is that I know the Bibee thing kind of took off. And for people to have said that Stephen Vogt has lost the clubhouse, these are people that have never, A, set foot in a clubhouse, and B, don't know what it would look like if you lost the clubhouse. So let's not pretend. We can all be disappointed with the year they're having. Go look at the roster and compare it to the other teams in the American League and tell me how much better we should be right now than we actually are. We're sitting a couple games under 500. I had them at 80 wins. I don't know where everybody else had them. I mean, you can be disappointed all you want, but be honest with yourself. Does this feel like a 90-win team? Because it sure as hell doesn't sound like it to me.
Always a pleasure, sir. What's up all next? Right, what's up next for you?
I'll host the top 100 show, the final, where we're going to, on Labor Day, give you the top 10, which is always fun and interesting. Then I'll get ready for the next Sunday for NFL, and we're going to be rolling. Still got dugout discussions going, and I hear the edit on American Gladiators is coming along very well. So yeah, we'll be pumping that up for 2026.
I can't wait. All right, bud. Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Chris. I'll let you know when Jeff tells me what the other hobbies of these players that they're picking up are. I'm really excited for which flowers they enjoy pruning with their grandparents.
That is excellent. Well, I want to compare it with what I used to do, so please let me know.
We'll let you know.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Chris Rose joining us on the Fan Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.